Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County, and welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It's another Monday and a gorgeous day here in the Bay Area. You know, we need to really appreciate days like this. We're getting to the point now where we're going to be heading into the monsoons at any time. It's amazing to me how quickly weather patterns can change in this area. And almost overnight, we can go from a beautiful fall weather to winter. And you never know when it's going to happen. Today's kind of a special day. You know, there's an awful lot of stuff going on. We had the hurricane in Texas, and over the weekend we had the hurricane in Florida, and that's taken up a lot of the news cycle. But today is the 16th anniversary of 9/11. And I don't know how many people remember what you were doing on that day. I remember it vividly because I woke up, I was still lying in bed trying to make myself get up and go make some coffee. I was just being lazy. And I had the news on the TV, and it came on and it showed a plane flying into the World Trade Center. And I thought, wow, you know, this is really strange. Did the pilot freak out, or was there a malfunction? And within probably 10 minutes, I think everybody was aware that this was an attack. American had been attacked on our own soil by foreign terrorists. And it affected a lot of people similarly. I couldn't believe it had happened. It was shock and disbelief. You know, who would think that something like that could actually happen in America? And yet it did. And it changed America forever. And even though it was a horrible tragedy, you know, in the aftermath, something good came out of it. Amidst all this tragedy, I had hope, and I noticed that a lot of other people had hope for America. We saw in the days following the attack, we saw American flags displayed everywhere you look. And people came together. There were over 3,000 Americans killed. But they weren't white Americans. They weren't black Americans. They weren't Hispanic Americans or Asian Americans. They were just plain Americans. And America united against a common enemy. And we felt like we'd been violated, which we had. It's something that nobody that's currently alive today, with the possible exception of a handful of people that survived Pearl Harbor, but most of us today had never known a major attack like that on American soil. And it just freaked everybody out. It took us a while to get a handle on it and deal with it in our own minds. Now, we'd had some other attacks. You know, there'd been a previous attack on the World Trade Center, but it didn't amount to a whole lot comparatively. So this was something that was so unusual and something so far from people's minds that we just couldn't grasp it. And even now, I'm still at a little bit of loss for words on what it was like that day. And I know there's a lot of people that remember vividly what happened that day. I talked to a number of them over the weekend, and just about everybody remembers what they were doing when they got the news of that attack. And it did change America. And for a while it changed America for the good, because We all came together. We were just plain Americans. We weren't hyphenated Americans. We weren't split up or fragmented the way that the leftists want us to be. We just came together as Americans. Unfortunately, it didn't last too long. Political correctness reared its ugly head, and it took over the mainstream media and academia and Hollywood and the Democrat Party. And it got so that, well, we couldn't even use the term radical Islamic terrorists because it might offend some Muslims. We were so afraid of offending our enemies that we refused to address the real problem. And then it got to be, if you listen to the left and the mainstream media and Hollywood and academia, the attack was America's fault. It wasn't the fault of Islamic terrorists. It was America's fault. Somehow we deserved it. And we're still hearing this kind of crap today. And then you move forward a few years and look at where we're at now. We had the rise of the Occupy movement and Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And now we've got millionaire athletes that made their money from this country refusing to stand for the national anthem. The liberal Democrats, the liberals in academia, the Hollywood twits, and the mainstream media got their way. They managed to fragment America again. No longer were we just Americans. We had to be white Americans. And of course, nowadays, if you're white, you're a racist. You're a white supremacist. You're an oppressor just for the fact that you're white. And we've got Black Americans, you know, the downtrodden, the people that don't have a chance in America anymore because of the evil white people. And we've got the Hispanics. You know, it doesn't matter that they've been, many of them have invaded the country illegally. We can't say illegal alien publicly anymore because it's not politically correct enough. And then along came Hurricane Harvey, hit Texas. And the media and academia and Hollywood just went totally berserk because we saw something that was never supposed to happen. We saw a bunch of rednecks, white supremacists, the Cajun Navy, come out of the South, they went to Texas, and they started rescuing people. And my goodness, how could this have happened? We had white rednecks in their boats rescuing Black people. They were rescuing Hispanic people. They were rescuing Asian people. Well, how could this be? Because all of these haters, these hateful white supremacists, we're out there assisting people of different ethnicities and different races. That was never supposed to happen. And then over the weekend, we had Hurricane Irma. Came ashore and went up the west coast of Florida. We still don't know what the extent of the damages are. We don't know how many people are left homeless. And the death toll keeps mounting. And I suspect that it's going to continue to rise. But through all of this, we're already seeing groups, other than the government, we're already seeing groups moving in to assist those people. And they're doing it without regard to their race, their religion, their ethnicity. They're helping them because we're Americans. That's what we do. Somewhere along the line, maybe we need to reassess our positions. on a lot of different issues and get over this crap of hyphenated Americans or hateful Americans or, you know, this group or that group should be totally eliminated and expunged because I don't agree with them. That's what we become, folks. That's what America is today. And yet, we have all of these people that are defying the narrative. They're helping one another. They don't care that the victim is a different race or different religion or different ethnicity. All they care about is they're Americans and they're people in need. And we rush to help them. This is the best of America. This is what America is. We started to see it 16 years ago on 9/11. We pulled together for maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 months before the media got the toehold and changed the narrative. And we descended back into the pit of abysmal stupidity that we'd been in prior to 9/11. And they brought back the hate Bush mantra. You know, no matter what that man did, it was going to be wrong. Now they've transferred it to Donald Trump. It wouldn't matter what Donald Trump did. It's still going to be wrong. He's still deserving of criticism. And heaven forbid that anybody stand up publicly and say, hey, Donald got out there. He got ahead of the hurricanes. He got FEMA alerted. He moved people in. And the government's actually doing a good job for a change. But you don't hear that. All you hear is criticism. But the people themselves, the American people, ordinary folks, belie the narrative and belie the lies and the deceit and the hatred that's coming out of the left, that's coming out of Hollywood, that's coming out of academia, and being perpetuated by the corrupt mainstream media. But, you know, I guess I'm a bit of a Pollyanna. I really believe that the goodness and decency of the American people is going to shine through every single time there's a situation where people need to come together and pull together in the same direction. That's the innate goodness of America. That's the innate goodness of ordinary American people. When I talk about ordinary people, I talk about the people just like you and me. The people that don't go out there and have political axes to grind. People that don't want to change America because they don't think it's good enough for whatever reason. It's ordinary, everyday folks that make America great. And we've seen examples of that over and over. The first major example was 16 years ago. We saw it a couple weeks ago in Texas. We're seeing it right now, even as I speak, in Florida. There is nothing on this planet that can match the concern for one another that's shown by the American people. We are truly special. We are exceptional. And every single one of you within the sound of my voice, you ought to reach around and pat yourself on the back. Because nowhere in the world do we see this kind of cooperation taking place. Now, granted, there's a few buttheads out there. We've got the looters. We've got the opportunists trying to take advantage. But you're always going to have that. It's human nature. There's always a few pieces of crap. It's just the way it is. Unfortunately, most of them reside in Salem and Washington. But the American people are truly a force for good. And we demonstrate that over and over and over. And yet, the haters out there, the real haters, just can't seem to grasp that concept. I need to take a break here. I run a little bit over time, and let's give something away. How's that sound? This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. Located in Coos Bay, North Bend. There's one in Walmart and one in Reedsport, all owned by the same gentleman that lives here in Coos Bay. And he wanted to do something nice for my listeners. So he's authorized me to give away some freebies. And everybody likes freebies, right? So what I have in my hot little hand here, I have a card that's good for one free breakfast sandwich of your choice. Another one that's good for one free breakfast, lunch, or dinner, extra value meal. Great if you got kids. One free sandwich of any kind of your choice, or one free dessert of your choice, as well as a list of a sheet of coupons that cover a variety of products, or basically buy one, get one free. So if you're going out to buy lunch for the family, save some money. And I'm going to give all this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. Dial the phone right now. 541-267-2124, and you can win all these goodies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurant. Remember, it may be a franchise, but it's owned locally. The owner of McDonald's is one of us. And, you know, my general attitude is you buy local. I do as much as I can. You know, it's not possible to do it 100%, but I do it. And I think everybody else should, so... Anyway, dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Get all these freebies from McDonald's, and I'll be right back.
At Gibbs RV in Coos Bay, we sell more RVs than anybody on the Oregon coast. And we're looking for nice, clean, pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Want to get your RV sold without the hassle? Call Gibbs RV today at 888-3424. That's 541-888-3424. Local pickup and appraisal at no charge. And remember, we make house calls. Gibbs RV Superstore, 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto. I was wondering how your tires are holding up on the wet, slick roads out there. If you are ready for a new set of tires, stop by Far West Tire and Auto, where you can get up to $140 back in rebates when you purchase 4 select Goodyear tires. Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You quick call, and we do have a winner. We'll do it again next week, and we're going to give something away in the next hour, too. But, you know, during the break, I have Rob Taylor in the studio with me. Surprise, surprise. We were just discussing my monologue, and, you know, America's greatness is not because of our politicians. It's sure as hell not because of Hollywood or the communist professors in academia, or all of the twits on social media. America is great because of people like you. Ordinary folks, normal people that have normal thought processes, that understand that this experiment that America is the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of mankind. Now, yeah, we got our problems. We're always going to have our problems. We're always going to have disagreements. But the way we've always worked through those in the past is we sit down, try to reach some common ground and reach equitable solutions. And we're moving away from that. We've got Black Lives. Well, we started out with the Occupy bunch. That's basically a bunch of malcontents that... you know, they want to destroy capitalism because they're a bunch of socialists and they're too damn stupid to read history and find out it don't work. Yeah. And then, of course, we've got the Black Lives Matter, which is a creation of media lies, started in Florida, of all places, based on inaccurate and intentionally inaccurate reporting by the mainstream media. Now we've got Antifa. They say they're against fascism, but they are the actual fascists. And these are the groups that get media time. The media is not at all interested in normal, ordinary folks. They're only interested in creating division within the American people. And the American people, by and large, aren't buying it. You can see that in the ratings that the mainstream media has. They're all in the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ordinary folks realize they're being lied to. They realize they're being jerked around, and they're not buying it. And the evidence of that is what happened in Texas and what's happening now in Florida. We the people that own this country, we're defying the narrative that's coming out of the media and the left-wing politicians and all the other usual suspects by going out and doing what Americans do best. That's respect and honor one another and help one another in times of need. That is the real America. And unfortunately, it's pretty much only on talk radio that you hear about that. Yeah, there's some websites and everything, but the message gets out through talk radio. And I'm proud to be an American. I don't have any bones about it. I went to war for this country. I shed my blood on foreign soil for this country. I am an American. I'm not a hero. I'm not anything special. I'm just a guy that did what is required to be a proud American. And I'm not at all ashamed of it. And I don't think anybody else should be either. You know, one of the nice things about this area is we've got some very strong and active veterans groups. And by and large, with the exception of a handful of buttheads, most people understand the sacrifice that people make when they go serve in the military. And I say sacrifice because you're sacrificing a bit of your life for the welfare of your fellow man and for America itself. And that's really what it's all about. We live our daily lives. We go, you know, we get up in the morning, we go to work, we come home at night, spend some time with the family, and do all of the things that most people do as a matter of course. We pay our bills, we pay our taxes, and we try to, by and large, try to get along with one another. And in spite of all of these groups trying to divide us, the proof's in the pudding, folks. We saw it on 9/11/01. We saw it again a couple weeks ago in Texas. We're seeing it right now today. America is much greater, and the American people are much greater than all of these whining, sniveling, talking heads and protesters put together. We are America, and every damn one of you listening to me should be extremely proud of that, because I am. And with that, we're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, we've got a very special guest, so please stay with us.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. What's one of the first things that needs replacing on your car? The windshield wiper blades, and not usually from wear, but from deterioration because of the elements and the environment. Sun, even chemicals in the air and water can deteriorate wiper blades. Now is the time to replace streaking, chattering wiper blades. It's important to see clearly when it is wet out, to keep you and your family safe and avoid accidents.
Go to Tom's Bulldog Automotive to have your wiper blades replaced today. They'll make sure your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now you get 40% off two MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows. Now MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for 40% off. And that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
We all want more for less. Now your locally owned McDonald's is offering their McPick 2, where you can get two McDoubles, two McChickens, two sausage McMuffins, or two sausage burritos for only $2.50 mix or match. Now that really is more for less. For a limited time only at your locally owned McDonald's in Coos Bay, North Bend, Walmart, and Reedsport.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. And as promised, I have a very special guest on the line. I have Bill Post. Bill is a state representative from House District 25. He's also a talk radio show host in the Salem-Keizer area. And of course, I have Rob Taylor in the studio with me. And what we're going to talk about is Senate Bill 719 and the efforts to repeal that travesty. Bill, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Well, howdy doody, and hello to you fellas. Hope you're doing well over there. Is it a beautiful day on the coast?
Oh, it is gorgeous. It's somewhere in the mid-70s and sunny, and it's much too nice for me to be slaving away over a hot microphone.
Oh, I know. That's why I get mine done before 9 a.m., see? Then.
Well, there are things to be said for doing things earlier in the morning so you have the rest of the day to actually do something worthwhile.
Yeah, but don't talk to me at 4:30 when I get up.
Well, that's the middle of the night. No sane person gets up that early.
I'm telling you.
Is there such an hour?
Apparently so. That's when my alarm goes off.
Oh, I remember in my long-lost youth, that was about the time I went to bed. Things have changed.
So I was an old Top 40 DJ. Started in radio in 1978. Did Top 40 all the way through into the mid-90s. And my wife reminded me before I started this new show, she said, the last time you did mornings was 1992. You were 25 years younger.
You know, isn't it amazing how the years slip away and how the energy level seems to decline?
I don't know. I feel pretty good once I get up. It's the getting up.
That's my problem. You know, I generally wake up around 6, but I lay in bed for half an hour trying to convince myself there's a reason to get up.
Right.
I don't know. I guess everything's relative to your lifestyle, but we're going to talk about Senate Bill 719 here, and I have Rob Taylor in the studio with me. I know you and Rob have been working together on this. If you don't mind, I'll give the listeners a little bit of background in this so we know where we're going, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Senate Bill 719 was passed by the Oregon legislature in this past session, and then it was signed into law by our esteemed Governor Brown. And the bill passed with all but one Republican voting against it.
Right.
So it's truly a Democrat bill any way you look at it. But that isn't even the whole story. Democrats knew when they voted for it that it would likely face opposition by normal people. So Kate Brown delayed signing it until the last possible minute in an effort to deprive the people of ample time to get enough signatures to put a referendum on the ballot. This new law is a direct violation of the Second and Fourth Amendments to our Constitution. 719 was originally a well-intentioned effort to remove firearms from the possession of somebody that's either mentally or emotionally unstable or somebody that may be suicidal. But it went about it in an illegal and unconstitutional way. 719 calls for the forced confiscation of property, and that's defined in the bill as potentially dangerous weapons by the police with no due process, no conviction of a crime, and not even accusation of a crime. It allows anyone, whether it be a law enforcement officer or a family member, or even just a stranger off the street, to make assessments and a case before a judge. Now, it allows judges that have no mental health credentials to issue a judgment on another person's state of mind when they've never even met or spoken to that person. And if that isn't enough, it actually forbids judges from considering health assessments from the respondent's mental health by people that actually do have the proper credentials. The law even goes so far as to allow a judge to confiscate every firearm in a household because there may be somebody living there that might have had a Dewey conviction in the past. So this is how ridiculous it is. 719 declares you're guilty first. You're automatically guilty without any due process, and that's unconstitutional. Only after judgment is rendered and these dangerous weapons are confiscated by the police is a person allowed the right to prove their innocence. And then it places restrictions on their ability to even do that. Now, how do you prove you're not mentally or emotionally unstable? How do you prove a negative? This is completely the opposite of how our judicial system is supposed to work. Our whole system of due process was predicated on the concept of you're innocent until you're proven guilty. Now, 719 turns that around. Under 719, you're automatically guilty until you can prove your innocence. While this bill in its initial form, you know, I I was kind of following it. And at first, I actually thought it might not be a bad idea, that it might be fairly benign. Because who doesn't want to keep firearms out of the hands of people that are mentally or emotionally unstable? And of course, we all want to do what we can to prevent suicides. That's just common sense. But it doesn't do that. It doesn't do that at all. This is basically what this is. It's a slap in the face to those of us that believe in the rule of law and the Constitution. And it's a glaring example of those people who we elect to manage our state and to protect our rights, bowing to special interests and pursuing political agendas that actually undermine the constitutional rights that they took an oath to defend. Now, in my opinion, and I want to state it as such, in my opinion, anybody that voted for this travesty should not be reelected, and that includes our very own Catty McEwen. She voted for this turkey. She herself is a turkey, and she needs to be eliminated.
Arnie Roblin, too. Let's don't forget.
I know. Him. Well, Arnie's a different breed of cat. We know he's a lying piece of crap. He's demonstrated that numerous times, and I've even told him that to his face, so it's not a big deal. We just discount Arnie automatically, but Catty actually hadn't done anything really horrible until this came along, and I'm sure that she was under tremendous pressure from the Democrats up in the House, and I think Bill can give us a little more insight on that, can't you?
Well, yeah, so Catty is a member of what those of us in the House affectionately call the Mod Squad. They're moderate Democrats who will generally try to be somewhere in the middle.
Right.
When it comes down to it, though, and it's an issue like this one, like rent control, like gender identity studies, like cultural ethnic studies in school, some of the crazy left-wing progressive Portland bills that came up this year in the House, many
right.
of them, they will let off, I'm holding up air quotes, let off four. Because remember, the numbers are 35-25.
Right.
So they need something to pass 31-29. So they can let four off the hook.
Right.
Now, here's the amazing thing that unless you come and actually watch a House session, you'll never know this, is to watch what's called the whip. Each caucus has a leader, a deputy leader, and a whip. The whip's job is one thing, count the vote.
Yep.
Make sure everybody's voting the way they should or shouldn't.
In other words, whip everybody into shape to vote the way the party yep. wants them to vote.
Yes. So yep. you'll watch the whip. In this case, it's Representative Dan Rayfield from Corvallis. And he and the Democrat Majority Leader, Jennifer Williamson, will actually, during the vote in the, I forget now, what is it, 30 seconds or 60 seconds? But anyway, in the time period that we have to actually press that yes or no button,
right.
they will walk up and down the rows of the Democrats, and you can watch them. They'll say, you're a yes, you're a yes, you're a yes, you're a no, you're a no, you're a yes, you're a no. Now, why do they say you're a no on something like this? Because they're in what's called swing seats.
Right.
Seats that could go either way, right? So we know an election's coming up in a year. So you're going to be a no because we need you to be safe in this district. Now, this year, with this gun bill, as opposed to Senate Bill 941 2 years ago,
right.
it was different people got let off the hook. This year, there was four people let off the hook. If I remember right, it was Jeff Barker, Brad Witt. Although I will say this about Brad Witt. Brad Witt is on nobody's hook. Brad Witt got punished massively this year by the House Democrats because he was the only Democrat in the House to come out in full support and endorse Dennis Richardson for Secretary of State. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, my God.
He paid the price, and here's what happened to him. He was the chair of the Ag and Natural Resources Committee for about 10 years. Not only was he removed from that chair, but he was put on the same committee down at the end of the dais.
Oh, really?
He was told. That's how things work in the Oregon House. So with Catty, what happened this year was, from what I understand, was it was her turn to have to take the vote.
Right.
Now, you could easily make the case that, well, Catty chose to take the vote. In this case, I actually think she had to. it was a matter of, you want to be in this caucus? You want to be primaried or not primaried? Because that's how it works. Ask Mike Schaffler how that works. Representative Mike Schaffler, 4 years ago, was primaried by his own people, House Speaker Tina Kotek, and he is no longer in the legislature.
Yeah,
because he voted against them.
Yeah,
so it is a nasty, knuckle-breaking, arm-breaking group that's in that House Democrat caucus.
Well, I'm aware of that. I don't know how much the listeners are, probably not too much, but here's the thing. I understand that Caddy was pressured, but I'll readily admit I'm a bit of a Pollyanna here. I believe that when the people elect a representative, that representative should represent the will of the people that brung them to the dance.
Absolutely.
And Caddy's not doing that for whatever reasons. And here's the other side of it too. Caddy's a Democrat. Now I'm an apolitical type. I dislike Republicans and Democrats equally. But the thing is, when you look at it logically, it's a numbers game. If we can remove one Democrat from the Oregon legislature and replace that Democrat with a Republican, we end up with a more balanced situation where we'll actually work across the aisle to resolve real problems instead of creating phantom problems that they've got to address.
And I agree with all that you're saying. You know, and I am not defending Caddy, don't get me wrong.
Right.
In any way, you know, it's still your vote. But I understand what happens over there because I've watched it happen. I've literally watched them take somebody in the back room and hold up the vote.
Wow.
Which is, by the way, House rules say if they call your name a third time, Representative Smith, whatever, I'm just going to make up, I'm not thinking of any Smith in particular, but Representative Smith, how do you vote? Representative Smith, how do you vote? The third time, by House rules, not the Constitution, but House rules,
okay,
you're supposed to give your vote. If not, it's considered a yes vote. Considered a no vote. I'm sorry, it's a no vote.
Okay.
So they let Paul Evans of House District 20 off the hook twice with that three-time call because they had to take him in the back room and have a little chat with him.
Uh-huh.
And held up the process. So the rest of us have to stand around and wait because we're in the minority. So Caddy had that option. She could have voted no. She would have been the 30th vote.
Right.
And it wouldn't have passed.
Right.
What would happen then is, of course, she has to weigh in her mind, am I ever coming back here again?
Well,
so for me, okay, Bill Post in House District 25, no matter what the numbers are, I vote the way I want to vote.
Yeah.
I vote the way I want to vote. Now,
well,
my district happens to be very close to what I believe in, or they wouldn't have voted for me in the first place. So in my district, I know that if I'm no on taxes, no on bad gun bills, no on abortion bills, no on all those kinds of things, my district's going to probably reelect me.
Right.
Because my district's very conservative. But I believe that a legislator votes his or her beliefs, and if you don't like their beliefs, then vote them out.
Well, and I think that's where we're at with Caddy. You know, she's pretty well known here, and she's, like I said before, she's been pretty benign up to this point. But, you know, this is an indication, and this is something that I see as a flaw in the system as a whole. We the people elect people to represent our interest, and then they get involved with partisan politics within the House or Senate or wherever, and they allow the party to override what they know their constituency wants them to do. And that is not representative government.
No, it's not. But here's what I will say. And you said something about being apolitical or a party.
Right.
Or whatever, you know, okay. As a House Republican, first of all, what's wonderful is the Oregonian has this great website you can go to, track your legislator.
Right.
You can see every one of us. And what I love is one part. It shows how much you voted, what percentage you voted with the majority party.
Right.
One. Two, how much your party voted with the majority party. In my case, the majority, our party, the Republicans, voted with the majority about 87% of the time. I voted about 79% of the time. I don't do what the party says. I do what Bill says.
And that's the way it's supposed to be.
That's right. That's what I try to do. But so do the majority of my friends in what I call the Freedom Caucus.
Right.
And that is guys and gals who say, you know what, we're going to do the right thing. And I don't care about re-elections. I just don't care. You know what? Free me from this prison, please, Jesus.
Right.
Free me from this prison. But for now, as long as I'm in there, I'm going to do the right thing. So, it's Caddy's time. And I have a personal relationship with her as a person. Love her to death. Wonderful person. Politically, absolutely diametrically opposed.
Right. Well, it's... By and large, I don't really see any public officials, and I've been around a long time. I know a lot of them personally. I don't really know any of them that I would say are inherently corrupt or that wake up every morning looking for new and exciting ways to screw the people. And most of them are pretty decent people if in a one-on-one conversation. But there's something about being in a politically divided situation that brings out the worst in people that are supposed to be representing all of the people. And I don't know if there's a way around it because it's a human nature thing.
I don't know. There are some people from the Portland delegation of the Oregon legislature that I believe I am more than happy to say this are corrupt.
Okay.
They are corrupt and they vote that way. They pass legislation that way. They write legislation that way. They are corrupt. I could give you point after point after point. Just look in the news over the last few days. Our newspapers are actually starting to wake up to some of this corruption.
Yeah, that's because they're losing readership. They're scared to death not to.
The health care tax that was passed, HB 2391.
Right.
And we have a repeal to try to repeal that health care tax. What happened? The Democrats in the House saw that there was going to be a repeal effort while we were still in session. They passed a bill, Senate Bill 229, which was a fixed bill to a minor bill. They actually gut and stuffed it with a funky, crazy election day on January 23rd, specifically for the repeal of HB 2391. I've never seen this in all my career of watching politics. I've never seen a specific bill for a specific referendum. They passed that. And not only did they pass that, but then House Speaker Tina Kotek loaded the committee on this referendum with 5 of 6 people who voted yes for the tax.
Right, yeah.
All 6 of them are getting money, by the way, from the healthcare lobby.
Gee, what a surprise. That's kind of like Kate Brown getting all that money from Bloomberg anti-gun people, right?
Yep.
You know, what?
That's corruption.
It is corruption, and... You know, over the years, I've known a lot of politicians. I've known politicians that have taken money from special interests who let it had no impact on how they voted. And then I've known others that will take the money from special interests and immediately lay down and lick their boots for whatever they want.
It's like I always said, Jim, you and I can be bribed. We just don't follow orders.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And that's what happens with me. I have to tell you, I am right now... So I filed for re-election. I'm going to go ahead and try to do a third term.
Okay.
That's probably going to wrap it up for me. I can't imagine doing more than that as it is. It's too many. But I do what we do when we're running for re-election. We call some of the lobby that we believe are friendly to our cause and
right.
whatnot, or that I can help with, and we call them and ask them for help. And I've had several, as of Friday, say, you know, you voted no on HB blah, 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 SB blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah. So what? I'll take their money. You want to give me your money? But I always tell them, that's no promise, Buckwheat. You ain't getting my vote, but I'll take your money. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and it goes back to the old thing, you know, money's the mother's milk of politics. And that is the fact, whether you like it or not. But there's a difference between, honoring a commitment and blatant corruption. And I don't think anybody... that serves the public should put anything ahead of the welfare of their constituency, not their own election, not their pocketbook, not their friends, not the party's agenda. When you go to Salem or when you go to Washington or any other state house or even county commissioner, once that election's over, the partisan politics should stop. And everything should be geared towards what is best for the people that elected me. And that's the only criteria that should be considered. I know that.
I guess, I the only thing that I'll say differently is I am proud to be a Republican. Have you read the Republican platform? Have you read every plank of the platform? I don't think there's any other party or non-party that aligns with American values like the Republican Party platform if it is operated on that platform.
That's
Republicans
the key right
have
there.
The answer for everything. We are the answer to America's problems, I believe, if we stick to the platform. Now, there's a platform convention coming right here in Oregon in October. Delegates were elected by each county to go and talk about the platform. And what will happen was a bunch of nut jobs will come, and they'll try to throw out various blanks and platforms and try to water it down. And thankfully, they're usually outnumbered, and we win that one. But I challenge anybody to find a party that more aligns with the Constitution than the Republican Party.
Well, we could have a real long discussion about that. And it comes down to more than a party platform. It comes down to the individuals and their own individual willingness to adhere to that. I'm at the top of the hour, and we've got a long break. Can you stick with us through the break, Bill?
You know what? I'm sorry. I have got to run. I have got another meeting.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate your insight.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay. And you have a great day.
You too.
And with that, we are at the top of the hour. We're going to hear from some of our fine sponsors. Of course, we're going to hear some drivel and propaganda from the lamestream media. So put on your brain filters, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm going to take issue a little bit with my last guest, Bill Post. Of course, he's a Republican, his allegiance to the Republican Party. But you know what, folks? Let's be honest about it. Yes, he's correct in that the Republican platform most closely resembles what our founding fathers intended for this country. But at the same time, every political party, just as any group, is made up of individuals. And within that group of individuals, you've always got some that, for whatever reasons, don't follow the rules that are laid down by the group. We're seeing that almost daily now out of Washington, D.C., where we've got a bunch of lying Republicans that for 7 years going to tell us all the wonderful things that they're going to do. And then when we give them everything they want, they renege on the deal.
I mean, you just don't have to look far. You look at even our own Walden.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you look at some of the things he's done.
He's backing up on the DACA thing.
Right. And he's doing that under pressure from the state. He's getting people in here who are trying to force him to go along with the liberal agenda of our state and with our governor. And so they're going to push him a little bit further along towards that. And another one to look at is John McCain. Okay. Now there's a Republican. He was,
there's a guy that's long outlived his usefulness.
It's a completely. And he was talking about following the Republican platform. Well, if we could just get them to follow the Republican platform, we might be a little bit better off.
And that's the difference between the Republicans and Democrats. When I envision Democrats, I know you've all seen the pictures of a mother duck walking across the road with all the little ducklings following behind.
Right, right.
Almost in her footsteps. That's the way that the Democrats do things.
Right.
To use the same analogy, if you want to watch Republicans crossing that same road, it's like a mob run. There's no organization. Some of them will make it across and some of them won't.
It's kind of like herding cats. But here's the difference, and you could see that in the election. When Bernie Sanders finally lost the primary, he and went along lock in step with the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
But those 17 other, or I think it got down to 14 other Republicans who lost the primary, a lot of them, including, Bush, the Bush family.
They started attacking their own.
Right. They started feeding on their own. They were cannibalizing their own party. And so you start to question whether these people are really legitimate in what they're trying to do.
We're still there today. Bush and his mouthpieces have been criticizing Trump on his response to the hurricanes already. we've got all these so-called Republicans.
Yeah.
That somewhere along the line, they've lost sight of who brought them to the dance. Donald Trump was elected by ordinary people. He wasn't elected by elitists. He wasn't elected through the party machine. He was elected because he's Donald Trump, and he had a message that resonated with the people of this country. And these Republicans that are fighting him tooth and nail, you know, the ones that lied through their teeth, oh, well, you know, give us the House and we'll overturn Obamacare. Oh, well, wait a minute. We need the Senate. Give us the Senate and we'll overturn Obamacare. Well, Obama will just veto it. We need the presidency. We give him a president that is more than willing to repeal Obamacare.
Right.
And then these same gutless wonders, these pieces of crap, reneged on the deal. And they're still reneging. And we're seeing it from the border wall. We're seeing it on health care. We're seeing it on revamping the tax system. And what you come down to is a realization, folks. There are no Republicans. There are no Democrats. There is a uniparty whose sole intent and purpose is to perpetuate their own power and their own cushy lifestyle at your expense.
And the nice thing is that you find people like Bill Post,
right,
who actually goes outside of those restraints and does his thing that he believes is right. And as long as it's what the people of his district wants, then that's what he's providing for them. You know, he's doing what a politician should do.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the reality. To get elected to a major office, you know, let's say state office or federal office, it requires a party machine.
Right.
You know, the organization, the fundraising, all of the things that go into an election, it requires a machine to be able to do that. And both the Republicans and the Democrats have well-established, well-entrenched machines. So, party is necessary for the election, but after a person is elected, once they have attained the office, at that point, the party should become secondary,
right,
and the constituency should become primary, and that's not what's happening. Right now, today, look at the infighting we've got in Washington, D.C. We've got the Democrats self-destructing over
Russian probes.
Well, it isn't just a Russian probe. The bottom line of it, you've got Democrats that think some of their colleagues are not liberal enough. You know, they haven't gone completely off the deep end and become total Marxists.
They don't have the hammer and sickle quite yet tattooed on their butt.
Yeah. Right. But that's what they're after. So they've got internal strife going on. You've got the moderate Democrats trying to save the party from the communists. Now, on the Republican side, I don't really understand what the big complaint is for the Republicans, other than the fact that they don't like Donald Trump because he's an outsider and he's not part of the party machine.
And that's what I was going to say. It's ego, Jim. It's all about ego. And that's what's really sad, because they're ripping apart this country based on their own ego or our lack of confidence in doing the right thing.
Well, and then, of course, we've got the media who, you know, since probably the mid to late 60s, the mainstream media has been nothing more than the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. And now they're even worse off because the people are starting to realize that they've been lied to all these years. And we now have a president that doesn't respect the media, which, you know, respect has to be earned. Respect isn't something that's granted for the mere fact of your existence.
Right. Absolutely.
So we've got a president that's biting back, and they don't quite know how to deal with that.
It's kind of strange, yeah. It's kind of like North Korea. The North Korean leader is like, hey, this guy, he's as trigger happy as I am. So he's not sure how to respond to it, and that's how he's been dealing with
the
media.
You got to remember, for Bush the first,
right,
Bill Clinton, George W. Bush and King Obama. North Korea basically flim-flammed them, got billions with a B of American taxpayer dollars.
Right.
To supposedly placate them, and they went along their merry way and did whatever they wanted anyway. And these so-called leaders in America, these past presidents, just stuck their head where the sun don't shine and let them get away with it. Well, now we've got a guy that actually means what he says and says what he means, and Kim Jong-un doesn't quite know how to deal with that. He's become accustomed to a bunch of milquetoast that he could push around and intimidate, and now he's up against a different breed of cat. The only way he knows to react is more and more bluster, and the problem with that...
It's limited.
Well, it's limited, and, you know... I don't think the guy is totally crazy, but I think he's arrogant enough. He may take that step over the line, right, and then we're all screwed.
But, you know, like you said, hopefully he's not as crazy as he appears to be. And I think a lot of that is the hype behind the mystique. You know, he's trying to project this image. And that's part of the problem with Donald, you know, is Donald is one of them. Is he's got a bigger image than the guy from Korea, and he's got a bigger ego. And so when you got the generals coming in, who are playing the neutrals, you know what I mean? The generals coming in. See, that's what Obama didn't have. Obama was the one who was already greasing the wheel, was ready to placate this guy. The generals had nowhere to go. Trump has
retired.
Given them. And a lot of them retired because they got tired of being screwed over with this kind of junk.
Well, and, you know, it started with Bill Clinton. They started using the military for social experiments.
Right.
And... it continued through George Bush. It continued, and Obama, of course, stepped it up. And now Trump's cutting all that off,
right,
going back to what the military is supposed to do, which is protect the United States of America to kill people and break things. That's what militaries do.
Well now, before Trump just rescinded that transgender thing, you could go in and get a free operation. I mean, heck, I mean, it sounds like a good deal if you're someone who's looking to get a free, you know, sex change.
Well, you know, you can justify Trump's move just on the dollars and cents of it alone. You know, you can totally just ignore all of the whining and sniveling about fairness and equality, which is nothing but a red herring anyway, because... Democrats never did give a rat's behind about fairness or equality.
Right.
All they cared about was control. But if you just look at the dollars and cents, there's been a number of studies doing. Do you know what it costs the taxpayers for a transgender soldier to go through the whole process from the announcement that they can't figure out what sex they are up to and including... the sex change operation itself?
I didn't hear the dollar amount, but I heard it took 18 months to 2 years. They'll be inept of being able to
and
be active.
And upwards of $800,000.
Wow.
$800,000.
And now you think about the veterans who can't even get medical treatment from, you know, the medical...
From injuries
they sustained in the battle,
You know, the people that earned it can't get it, and yet people that can't figure out whether they're a boy or a girl get more than $800,000 to pursue their perversity, and you get to pay for it.
You know, Jim, that should be disqualifying you right there. If you don't know what gender you want to be by the time you
shouldn't
enlist,
be in the military.
You shouldn't even be in the military, right? I mean, that's something. We're now allowed a clinger. He wouldn't even be able to get an AWOL out of our, you know, a discharge, Section 8.
Right.
That's what he was looking for the whole time during MASH. He would be now the leader of the whole camp. So,
well, yeah. You know, it's funny. Just this morning, I was scanning I started reading an article, and the article linked to an actual scientific paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I started reading through that. It ended up being about 40 pages long, and I got through about the first three pages before I ran out of time. But this whole thing... it's a new scientific paper. It's just been released, and and it's a peer-reviewed paper.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there were like four scientists involved in writing
right.
the paper, but it was reviewed by a whole bunch of others and found to be, you know, at least as far as the methodology, it was found to be
correct and in line, right?
What this paper's saying in a nutshell, and this is an oversimplification, they did some historical backtracking to when the birth control pill first gained prominence back in the 60s.
Yeah.
And the number of women taking birth control and the various elements that are contained in those pills and how it impacted offspring from those women who'd been taking those pills over a long period of time. Well, according to this paper, it takes 2 to 3 generations. So we're right about there.
Right.
And what they did, they compared this to lab rats because, you know, with humans, you got to wait 20 years for a generation. With lab rats, you wait
a couple of weeks.
By second and third generation, they were seeing evidence of homosexuality in more of the rats and evidence of gender confusion in the rats. And with each succeeding generation, it became more pronounced.
And that would make sense because you are messing with a woman's hormonal balance.
Exactly, and that's the whole premise of this study.
And look at the testosterone levels in men and how they're dropping. You know, they got commercials
men
now.
Men aren't men anymore.
Right.
You know,
I got to go get my makeup done.
Yeah, we're raising a generation of sissies now. But, you know, that's where we're at, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Before I want to address it in any detail, I want to read the whole thing so that
right.
I understand it. But it just surprised me that, you know, this isn't a societal issue. It's an issue that we created for ourselves years ago by women and men not wanting to accept
right.
the responsibility of their actions. You know, they wanted to go out and screw around, but they wanted to do it with impunity without having to pay the price. And then, of course, Oregon comes along, not to be out-liberaled by anybody else. The Democrats in Salem arbitrarily decided that abortion is so wonderful that they passed a bill that makes the taxpayers pay for abortions for illegal aliens.
Now that I can go get my makeup done, I can go get that free abortion too. Heck, you
absolutely.
Know? All right. It sounds like a good day shopping.
I think you'd make a great looking redheaded woman.
Yeah, a redheaded woman. Yeah, that's what we're just going to change all the guys into from now
maybe
on.
Maybe a little ugly, but.
A little ugly, but you know.
Hey,
I'm sure the people at home are grossed out by now. You know,
they should be.
They're driving and urching, you know, at the same time.
Well, you know, just the thought of you as a woman, that's enough to make anybody nauseous. It'd be even worse if you considered me, but I'm not confused. I know I'm a boy. I can look down and see.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I've got an identifier.
Yeah.
And when I go in the bathroom, I got that same identifier.
Yeah.
Imagine that. You know?
Well, I guess blindness must be part of that.
I guess so.
Yeah. I was just looking, we're way overdue for a break. So let's do this. Let's combine the quarter after break with the bottom of the hour break. Can we do that, Bill? Okay. Let's do that. Get that out of the way. And when we come back, then we can talk some more. And if you'd like to join the conversation. Now, I intentionally didn't announce it earlier in the show because we had Bill Post on. But now we got open phone lines. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call here. 541-267-2124. And we'll be right back.
And while you think you need new tires, what you really need is tires that created the whole off-road thing and the kind of tough that strikes fear into roots, cages, and gullies everywhere. BF Goodrich Tires. They get you out there where the fun is. How far? That's up to you. Maybe you only need to get your fenders dirty with a little trail ride. Or maybe you need to scramble up cliffs and cross the goo to get to your favorite fishing hole. When Playground Earth calls, you'll definitely be tough. Come see Far West Tire Factory in Coos Bay for the BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAKO and the Rugged Terrain.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
At Gibbs RV in Coos Bay, we sell more RVs than anybody on the Oregon coast. And we're looking for nice, clean, pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Want to get your RV sold without the hassle? Call Gibbs RV today at 888-3424. That's 541-888-3424. Local pickup and appraisal at no charge. And remember, we make house calls. Gibbs RV Superstore, 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay.
Roupon Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, makes pawn loans on firearms, gold and silver coins, and jewelry. Roupon Exchange is also happy to buy, sell, and trade from their huge inventory of new and used firearms. And with their extensive variety of items, from tools, electronics, musical instruments, and more, Roupon Exchange is also a great place to shop for yourself or others. So stop by Roupon Exchange at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, and let's make a deal.
In just a fast few minutes from right now, you can have life insurance for up to $500,000 without taking a medical exam and without leaving your home. We're Fast Life, and we're going to make this easy and fast. Odds are that you don't have enough insurance, or you're paying way too much for what you got, or you don't have any, and that's not good. Listen, nobody likes to think about life insurance, but we're grown-ups now, so call and protect your family. 1-800-254-9567, or go to fastlife.life. You've got insurance? That's great, but you may be able to get more coverage and pay less than what you're paying now. And with no medical exam, you can get it right over the phone, and that's fast. Faster than a speeding bullet? No, but fast. And we also said we make it easy. So call and get quotes, then submit an application over the phone, and that's it. And that's easy. Get approved, and coverage starts instantly. And that's fast. Faster than the speed of light? No, but fast. Call 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. Fastlife.life. It's revolutionary. It's Fast Life.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-510-2800 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-510-2800. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-510-2800 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct. Giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
We all want more for less. Now your locally owned McDonald's is offering their McPick 2, where you can get two McDoubles, two McChickens, two sausage McMuffins, or two sausage burritos for only $2.50 mix or match. Now that really is more for less. For a limited time only at your locally owned McDonald's in Coos Bay, North Bend, Walmart, and Reedsport.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. If you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call here, 541-267-2124. Rob, you've been really busy here lately trying to get signatures on petitions for a referendum on Senate Bill 719. What's been going on with that?
Well, we you know, me and Terry Greer is one of the people who is the chief petitioners, and she ran against Catty McEwen last time in the election. And we wanted her to definitely be involved. And so it's basically me and her who are trying to get the southern part of the state active and getting out there with their petitions and stuff. And we're using groups like the Republican Party, the Oregon 3%ers, the Oath Keepers, and all that stuff to keep this issue active, because it's very important. And in fact, if you folks want to sign the petition, there's a guy standing right now in front of the Hall building, right where we do the radio show, right here on Central, and he's got a table out there, and you can sign this petition to repeal 719. You can sign the petition that would stop the health care taxes. That's the taxes on the premiums and the hospital. And you could also sign the let's recall Governor Kate Brown.
I think that's a wonderful idea. Now, you've gotten some strange reactions when you've talked to people about this. They didn't even know a lot of this was happening.
You know, Jim, this is the biggest problem in living in a liberal state with this liberal media, is we've got a really bad newspaper here who just hasn't told the story. It hasn't been told on the news. And in fact, other than radio shows and on media, social media, I haven't seen this story anywhere else. And this is what's really infuriating. Yeah,
Where's our TV stations? Where's our not quite daily toilet paper? You know, this is important stuff. This is stuff that will affect your constitutionally guaranteed rights. It will affect your pocketbook. It will affect your individual freedoms. And this piece of crap paper doesn't even bother to address it.
Not one word.
Not one single word. And our TV stations are just as bad.
Just as bad. So you have to, you know, these people are trying to figure out why they're losing ratings and why they're losing subscribers. Well, maybe if you just open up your eyes and see what's going on, you might understand why you're losing it. You can go to Facebook, and anywhere on Facebook right now, anywhere on Twitter, this repeal 719 is being discussed all over the country, not just here in Oregon.
Well, I've read on some of the websites that I use for my research, virtually every one of those has something about 719. This is something that is so radical that it's made national news, and yet our local media doesn't want to address it. You know, it's unconstitutional. As I said earlier in the show, it's a violation of the Second Amendment. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's a violation of due process. Now, I have no doubt whether we make the referendum or not.
Right.
That the first time this thing is pulled on somebody that has any kind of gumption, this is going to end up in court and will likely go all the way to the Supreme Court.
I'm willing to bet on it.
Yeah. Here's the deal, folks. Tinhorn politicians do not have the right to circumvent or undermine our constitutionally guaranteed rights. They do not have that power. That's why we have a court system.
And you know what's worse, Jim, is that this created a situation where it makes life even more dangerous for certain households. Say you've got a gentleman who's paranoid. He's paranoid that the government's going to take his guns. And then all of a sudden they come to his house and say they have a warrant without him ever being tried, and they take his guns. Well, it justifies...
It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
And then they leave the guy there with the family who he's going to suspect of turning him in for you know, being violent, being able to be violent or a danger to himself. So there really is no protection for the family that's going to be left with this guy who's now having paranoid, delusional problems, and those fantasies that he's having has been confirmed by the guns actually being taken away. So now you've created a situation where someone could you know, seek vengeance against the people that he believes or suspects has turned him in.
Well, and you know, look at it from a different perspective. You know, by and large, I think most people, most normal people, try to avoid violence. They see violence as an absolute last resort.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, those very same people, you put them under enough stress or you put them in a corner.
Right.
They're going to fight to get out of that corner. That's just human nature.
That's human nature.
That itself can be used as an example to implement this stupid law.
Well, heck, just buying a gun within the 90-day period where they have had these accusations against you can be one of the things that can prove that you have violent tendencies.
Yeah.
So, you know, going out and practicing your Second Amendment can be something that can be used against you. And so this is the big problem with this. And if you cannot make it out here to the Hall building, we do have petitions around the county. We do have FCS Firearm Store in Bandon who has one. Go see Forrest, and he'll get you a petition if you want one. You can go see the Hole in the Wall gun store.
Yeah, Kenny down at Hole in the Wall.
Kenny has one, so he's ready to go. So, you know, if you can't get over here at the City Hall building, that's perfectly fine. And if you can't get to any of those places and you want to get a petition sheet to go get signatures of your own, you can go to repeal719.com, and the great thing is they'll let you download it. They've got the petition, and they've got the back of it. Follow the instructions very carefully, and they're doing that because now that Dennis Richardson is in charge of the Secretary of State, it's kind of loosened up on some of the
petitions. It's a lot more people-friendly.
Yeah, a lot more people-friendly. And you can, and you know, I use the Secretary of State's office all the time for different initiatives that I go in.
I use it for, I do a lot of research through there. And one thing I have noticed over the past, I don't know, probably 10 years, both the Oregon state websites and the federal websites have become increasingly more difficult to obtain information. They say they're making it more user-friendly, but all they've really been doing is making it more difficult to find what you're looking for.
Jim, they're doing that on the county website. If you go to the county website and look up the Jordan Cove Project, they've moved that, and I don't know where it is now.
But they're intentionally keeping the public in the dark. And I have noticed since Dennis Richardson was elected to Secretary of State that the Oregon website is becoming gradually, it's not going to happen overnight, but it is gradually becoming more user-friendly so that you can actually find what you're looking for.
Oh, I mean, I forget the name of the last Secretary of State, but between her and this last time, what they've done with the website, I forget her name.
Rosenblum.
It was Rosenblum?
Yeah.
I can't remember, so don't take my word on that one. But I knew that the website, she had moved a lot of things around, so it was much more difficult to find the manuals and the files and the forms, and which makes it more difficult for the ladies who work there because you got to call them and... Bless you, Alma and Lydia, because I have to call them all the time because sometimes I'm computer illit and I don't know how to do those forms. So they've made it so it's much more user-friendly. And that's and you know, when we've got a state where we can use this initiative process, it's a one-party state right now, folks. If we didn't have this initiative process, we'd really be losing a lot of ground.
Yeah, well, you know, if we didn't have the initiative process, we may as well move to Russia because that's what they're... Well, actually, Russia has more... Did you know, and I haven't verified this, I read an article here a week or two ago where the author made the contention that a person had more individual freedoms living in Russia than they do living in Oregon. And he cited a number of examples and... I'm just kind of throwing this out on the table for speculation because I've not had a chance. I've got the thing bookmarked and downloaded. I haven't had a chance to research it to check the validity of the numbers that are being quoted. But just the idea that somebody would believe that to the point they write an article and have it published should scare the crap out of everybody.
Right.
Since I was a kid, which has been a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, just not too long.
Yeah, yeah. But we've been taught about the evil empire in Russia and how the people are downtrodden and abused by their own government. And then you look at Oregon, and they are indeed doing a lot of the same stuff. And in Oregon, the U.S. Constitution seems to mean nothing.
Right.
We're watching. Well, our governor has actually signed on to a lawsuit to sue Donald Trump over his rescinding the DACA program.
Which was unconstitutional in the first place.
It was unconstitutional to begin with. And he rescinded it for all the right reasons. And now our governor has the state involved in a lawsuit to sue him. Now, you know that that lawsuit's going to be thrown out.
Oh, yeah, thrown out. But Donald Trump really played it to the Republican establishment. I mean, he really gave it to him because that DACA has an expiration date.
Yes,
and they have to get this done within 6 months.
6 months.
And then just a few months later, they're going to be facing a primary. I think they better get on the ball or they're going to be having to answer a lot of questions.
Well, I think Trump has set up the establishment Republicans.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
also set up the Democrats.
Right.
Because on this DACA thing, the ball is back in the court of the Congress, a do-nothing Congress that hadn't done squat in 7 years. Now they're going to have to perform because they got a time limit.
Right.
He's doing the same thing by enlisting the help of the Democrats on his tax reform.
Mm-hmm.
He's forced the Republicans into having to do something other than sit there with their thumb in their butt whining.
Right. He took another girl to the dance to make the first girl that he originally wanted to go out with a little bit jealous, if you haven't kept up to the score yet.
Well, you know what's going to, and, you know, I think all this is brilliant on Trump's part.
It's because, genius.
Well, here's the thing. This is what gets overlooked. You never hear a peep about it in any of the media. You never hear a word about it from the talking heads at 6 o'clock. And you never hear anything about it from all of these politicians that trample each other to death to get in front of TV cameras.
Right.
It's what the American people want. You never hear about that. You know, I want to scream every time a politician, I don't care what side of the aisle they're from, They trample their colleagues half to death to get in front of a TV camera, and then they preface their remarks with, well, the American people want this, or the American people want that. And you know immediately, these idiots have no clue as to what the American people want. The American people want tax reform. They want the economy to do better. They want to stop the illegal invasion. They want Obamacare overturned. That's why they voted for Donald Trump.
Right.
Nobody voted for Donald Trump because he's a great guy. I mean, let's be honest about it. The guy's an egomaniac, but he's a successful egomaniac. And I don't care about his personal traits as long as he does what he said he would do. And the big fly in the ointment right now isn't the Democrats, folks.
Right.
It's the Republicans. The Republicans are trying to prevent Donald Trump from doing the very things that got him elected. And these jerks better be very careful, because when we come to primary season, they may get primaried. They may not get reelected. They may not even be running. And it all goes back to what I have said over and over and over on this show. We the people that own this country, the people with common sense, the people that by and large do the right thing on a daily basis, normal people, we elected a president because he told us he was going to do certain things that we wanted done.
Right.
If you try to stop that, who are you angering? You're not going to anger the talking heads at 6 o'clock. You're not going to anger all the special interest groups because they're angry already.
Oh, yeah, they are. No kidding.
The ones you're going to anger are the normal people. And they're the ones that have the votes. That's the bottom line.
And Jim, we're not talking about all those people yelling at the town halls. We're talking about the real
American We're talking
people.
About the real ordinary people. And we got to take a break here because I got to give something away. I know all you folks out there, you just hate it when I give stuff away, right? Okay, well, this is from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. They're located at the foot of Newmark on Highway 101. Pretty much everybody knows where they're at, I think. They're open from 7 days a week, from 11 in the morning to 9:30 at night. You can dine in. In fact, my wife and one of her girlfriends went over there yesterday and had lunch. And, of course, their servings are so huge, she brought home an entire meal of her leftovers. You can dine in. You can carry out. Or they even deliver. Heck of a deal.
That is.
I myself take advantage of that about once a month. Anyway, they are offering their house special dinner. This includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, a spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. Enough food for about three people, in all honesty. And they're offering this to caller number three at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. To win this house special dinner from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. And I'll be right back.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
Think about this. What makes you want to buy a vehicle you're looking at? Is it the price, style, comfort, the color? Sure, these are important and main factors, but what about during the process? What about after the sale? Jim, the owner of Jim Vic Auto Sales, believes customer service and a sales staff that does everything they can to help you is just as important, if not more. That's why Jim says,
if I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Jim Vic Auto Sales on the corner of Virginia and Broadway and online at jimvicautosales.com.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Here's the thing, folks. We've got these petitions out there to try to overturn some of the nonsense that the Democrats in Salem inflicted on us. We've got one to repeal 719.
Right.
We've got one to repeal the health care tax, which is going to hit every single one of us in the pocketbook.
We got one for the abortion thing.
For the abortion thing. That's the one where we, the taxpayers, get to pay for abortions, including abortions for illegal aliens. Now, I've said it before. I don't really care one way or the other about abortions. If you look at the statistics, it's mostly liberal women who get abortions. Most conservative women right. are responsible enough to act accordingly. But liberal women, they want to do anything they want to do, and they want somebody else to foot the bill. And in a way, abortion's good in that respect, because if liberals want to kill off the next generation of liberals, I can't find a downside to that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's wrong with that.
Yeah. However, they can do anything they want, and I don't care as long as I don't have to pay for
right.
it. Why do we, the people, have to pay for somebody else's mistakes? Let them pay for their own mistakes. Let them accept responsibility for their own action, and then to extend it to cover abortions for people that shouldn't even be in this country to begin with, that goes beyond the pale. I mean, that you got to have a really sick mind to even come up with that idea.
Jim, look at that actress who was bragging about the abortion in Seattle. Oh, it was my first abortion.
Her first one was the best.
It was so wonderful.
Yeah.
I wish they would have filmed it. You know, we should have had dinner.
Well, you know what?
Champagne.
When I read that, when I saw that, I thought, you know, the real culprit here are her parents.
Yeah.
They should have had an abortion.
Right.
But, you know, we've got all these things going on. And the sad part is, this show is the only source you've got in Coos County of finding out that this is happening. Because you get no coverage from the Not Quite Daily toilet paper. You get no coverage from the various TV stations. And this is the only talk radio station in the area. And I'm the only host that's advising you of this.
And even when they do cover it, and I know this because I've been a topic of many of their articles, they don't even get the facts right. So even when they do cover it, it's completely distorted and not what happened.
Well, the problem is that it begins in the schools, in journalism school. In journalism school, they used to teach the students who, what, where, why, when and how.
Right.
That's the things that you looked at when you reported on an event. You included those elements. They don't do that anymore. Now they're teaching these young people that are wanting to go into journalism that they have an obligation to change the world. They're actually teaching that.
Right.
Journalists have an obligation to change the world. And you don't necessarily have to stick to the facts as long as your intent is politically correct.
Right. And the ends justifies the means.
Yeah. So what we have is a bunch of so-called reporters that aren't really reporters. They're out there pursuing political and social agendas.
Right.
And make no mistake, folks, we got Antifa, we've got Black Lives Matter, we've got all these other whack job fringe organizations, and if you listen to the media, you would believe that this is a huge movement that thousands and thousands, even millions of people are signed on to this. But you know, when you start delving into it and start checking the actual numbers, it's a couple hundred people driving all of the same things.
They all go to the same protests.
Yeah. All of these different groups and organizations, it's the same couple hundred people behind it. And what they do, look at the people that they prey on. They prey on the people that don't really pay attention to the news. They prey on the people that were educated in liberal colleges that are taught by communists. They prey on people that may or may not have a legitimate grievance.
And Jim, I hate when they prey on people who they use their good nature against them, because a lot of these kids are good natured, wonderful kids, and they just don't know. And then when, you know, you got these socialists coming in trying to fill their heads full of social justice and then try to demonize everything good in this country, You really distort the minds of a really impressionable young person, and that's what's going on.
See, and that's the thing. Our young people have not lived long enough to have any real-life experiences. Plus, they've been subjected.
Subjected, right.
I'm having trouble today. They're subjected to propaganda from basically communist teachers, because that's what they are. There's no other way to describe them. All of this stuff that they're putting out there, this isn't new, folks.
Right.
This is not a new movement. This didn't originate yesterday. This originated back in the 1920s from a guy named Karl Marx and another guy named Friedrich Engels. That's how far this goes back. It's not new. And yet these young people have not been taught about it in the schools. They think that they want socialism. When if you take a hard, unbiased, factual look at socialism, literally billions of people have been killed in just the last century.
You notice they don't show all the greatness that's happening in Cuba after it was hit by the hurricane.
Yeah.
Because there's no one over there rescuing them.
Exactly. They aren't like the American people that get out of their comfort zone to go help their neighbors.
Right.
They're just trying to survive on their own. But, you know, all of this, we've got young people that are not being taught the truth. They're being inseminated with these idiot ideas that have never worked. They've been a failure 100% of the time. And now they're going out there and they're trying to inflict this crap on the rest of us that have been around long enough to really know what's happening. So that's where we're at today. And I'm just about out of time for the show, but I want to remind everybody, this is America. You folks listening to me, by and large, you're the normal people. And as such, you are the people that make America great. You are the people that when you see your neighbors in need, you do whatever it takes to help them. You are the people that send your hard-earned money to assist those that are victims of whatever. Right now it's hurricanes, but you are America. Don't ever let these twits on TV or in the media or in Hollywood or these crappy communist professors, never allow them to sway you. You are the real America, and I'm very proud of you. And with that, we are out of time. I do thank you for joining me. I will be back next week. And until then, I sincerely, sincerely want you to go out there and you have a great week.
Finally, the way talk should be heard. 630 and 101.1 FM. KWRO, Coquille, live on KWRO.com.
Special report, Hurricane Irma. Cleanup and recovery are underway in Florida in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. Multiple resources are headed to the state.
Governor Rick Scott says Irma posed a greater challenge because it hit both sides of the Florida Peninsula.
We've got to get our hospitals back open. We've got to get our fuel back here. We've got to get our roads open. We got to get everybody their electricity back, and I can't tell you anybody that's not working.
Scott says tankers filled with gasoline are pulling into ports, but it'll take time for gas stations to reopen.
Not only do we have to get the fuel in, then we got to get the fuel to the gas station, so that's going to take a few days.
Florida State Police are urging people to stay off the roads, but as evacuation orders have been lifted, people have been packing highways to get home. Alan Skaya, Tampa.
More than 6 million Florida residents are without power, and utility officials say it could take days or weeks to get the lights back on. Some of Florida's theme parks that had been closed will be back in business. Walt Disney World has announced it will reopen tomorrow, along with Universal Orlando's three parks. I'm Ann Cates. The United Nations has voted unanimously to ramp up economic sanctions against North Korea after its latest nuclear weapons test. Correspondent Will Ripley.
Now they can't sell their textiles. They also can't sell coal.